You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bah! Why are you putting that out there, Chris Morales, that there aren't going to be any more Ram games left? What kind of attitude is that?
So, well, he was saying paint your face for a Lakers game.
Yeah, will you do it, John? Will you
I couldn't for a Lakers for game. I'm a paid employee.
Well, they would they wouldn't be okay with it?
Sorry. Are you kidding?
You seem very generous in that
sense. They're not okay with me criticizing them. You think they'd be okay with me painting their face? I mean, moment of honesty there.
There's a lot of honesty there.
I could
I just don't know why I've got to do every stupid thing on the show. I'm tired of being the only guy that does every stupid thing.
Oh, no matter what you say, me getting caught putting makeup on in Toronto got like 5 million hits.
I shaved a frigging eyebrow off.
All your combined bits would never get that many hits.
Yeah, I know, but that was unintentional on your part. I am intentionally doing stupid things to myself at the demand of the people I work with.
No, if you think about it.
You were just caught doing
that. Most of your things are unintentional. The mace plant, unintentional.
Correct.
The that video, all those videos they pulled out the other day, you dancing the when you were dancing with the Clipper girls, unintentional. I mean, you actually thought that was cool at the time you did it.
It was cool at the time that I did it.
Yeah,
I love that your face was so serious. Your face was so serious while you were doing it. It was amazing.
So, you know, I was okay. All right, so we're getting ready for Sunday. By the way, Coach Sean McVay is going to join us at some point. I'm told early in the show. So we're getting ready for Tampa on Sunday. And who, you know who annoys me more than anybody? Tony Romo definitely annoys me. And I'm not the only one.
You walk onto a plane.
Yes.
And you either have to sit next to Tom Brady or Tony Romo, but you have a choice. Which seat do you take? Who's less annoying to you?
Well, Tony would never friggin' shut up.
Right.
So I'd probably go with Tom.
But Tom would be like in a cocoon with magic pajamas eating avocado ice cream. Funny you say that.
Now, Taylor, I don't know if you guys got my note at the very last minute about that piece of Tom Brady sound. Were you able to find that? Were you able to locate that?
Hey everyone, today is officially the day after 3 years in the making. Brady Brand is officially launched. You guys can shop our first drop release one on BradyBrand.com. Listen, I'm proud to bring this to all you guys looking for clothing that performs across all of your daily active lives.
Buy some right now.
Every item's unique, it's innovative, and it's got great function and purpose. These are pieces I loved, I've always wanted them, and now they're finally here. And there's a reason look good, play good is a cliche. Brady Brand's going to make you guys feel your best. This is the beginning. I can't wait to share what's next, and I'm going to take you guys on this journey with us. So I can't wait to see you guys in Brady. Post your pictures and tag Brady Brand on Instagram. Let's have some fun. Let's go.
So I just tweeted out a picture of what Tom Brady is wearing during this little promo he did for his launch.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm trying to decide
now describe
what
it,
to
John.
Buy.
Describe how magical it is.
Well, everything on here has the words Brady. You can choose it in either big letters or small letters. I, of course, will be going for the big letters.
But did you look at the Instagram picture that I tweeted? I know you're on the website, but look at the
Brady
Instagram
brand.
Picture I tweeted.
So
look at Twitter.
Well,
this is how he's launching his brand.
Wait a minute. This was a while ago, though.
No,
right?
No. This is actually, I sent a link to it. This is him actually doing that announcement.
Okay.
He is wearing a white hoodie.
This was today.
That says Brady.
This was today.
Correct.
Oh, this is good for the Rams.
This is his launch. His launch is a white hoodie with the word Brady in block letters on it.
Oh, I'm going to buy you that hoodie for Christmas. You love hoodies.
My ass. That is the most boring hoodie in the world.
But you love hoodies. You said you would wear
that.
You said you would wear any hoodie.
I like it. But, John, he spent 3 years developing a white hoodie with his name in block letters on it.
I bet you that hoodie is, like, super expensive.
I'm
sure it is.
Let me check. I'm checking prices right now. Go ahead, Greg.
I don't understand why he tied the strings together, though. Like, everything else, whatever. It's a hoodie with Brady on it. But why
right,
is
but
he
I
tying
mean,
the strings
but
and
Greg,
putting it so close to his
he
neck?
He spent 3 years developing a white hoodie with his name on it.
Oh, you don't know what's going on with the hoodie?
Mace.
Yes.
I can get on BradyBrand.com.
Is there a sale?
No, but I can get a regenerate hoodie. Does that mean like my skin will regenerate and my blood will reinfuse if I wear this hoodie? How much do you think, by the way, how much do you...
Regenerate hoodie?
Yeah, regenerate hoodie. How much do you think it costs? Take a shot.
I will go...
What'd you pay for your last hoodie?
Oh, probably $40 at Ross. No, probably $20 at Ross Dress for Less.
Okay, this is a little more.
The best hoodies in the world.
Yeah, this is a little more, but take a shot.
I'll say $100.
$175.
Get out of here for a hoodie.
For a regenerate pont hoodie. Is P-O-N-T-E, is that the right pronunciation?
Sure.
Regenerate
sure, you made that up probably.
Hoodie.
Ponte. No,
but this one.
It's French.
Is it Ponte? Is it really?
I have no idea.
Okay. Train hard and recover even harder with what's about to be the softest hoodie in your closet. Built from buttery soft double knit Ponte fabric.
Ugh.
It'll be your go-to for post-workout recovery, pre-workout prep, and all your downtime in between. It has soft hand feel, Ponte
Ugh.
Knit,
Ugh.
Seam articulation for Ugh. Fit and mobility, and underarm eyelets for breathability. Sign me up for
it's a friggin' hoodie. By the way, that word regenerate means reborn.
Yes.
Like if you put on this hoodie, you will be reborn.
Okay, what else can
Ridiculous.
I buy?
Ridiculous.
Now that I got my
now that you've got your Tom Brady store
Wait a minute.
Website open.
Socks.
Socks. Oh, yeah. How much do socks go for?
Oh, boy. They're not cheap.
I'm not surprised.
25 a pop for a pair
25
of socks.
A pop for a pair of socks. By the way, you can get a package of like 10 pairs of socks
from like
for
Dick's
$10 at Ross Dress for Less.
For like $8. Okay. New. The Brady trademarks. Okay. Ooh, this is good. You can get a hoodie or a crew neck sweatshirt, and it just says Brady. Ooh, I'm going to get you this hat.
Who wants to
Brady
wear a shirt
across
with somebody else's name on it?
In huge letters across the top. Brady. This is excellent.
So annoying. So annoying. I'm not the only one that's annoyed by
you want
Tom
uppercase
Brady,
Mace.
Right?
You want uppercase Brady or lowercase Brady?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I am going to get no case Brady.
What? You should send this Come all on. to Mark Cates, give it to his son Brady, because that makes sense.
That's right.
Oh, see, then it makes
Brady
sense.
Brady Cates should wear it all the time.
Perfect for Brady.
So, my
if
friend,
your name is Brady, you will love this stuff.
My friend Greg Champion buys, who you guys have all met, buys buys sweatshirts from Champion Sportswear that say Champion, and then he convinces dumb girls that he has his own clothing line.
That's very funny.
That's
now, have,
the fact that it works is very.
Let
funny.
Me ask you,
he's married
have you
now.
Ever,
but.
Have you ever been to Ross Dress for Less?
Me, never.
All the time.
I want to dress for more.
The best.
Dress for less.
The best. You
so
find
stuff
there for so cheap. Sweatpants, hoodies, socks, underwear.
No.
So cheap.
You know
I strongly
I
recommend Ross Dress
Where I go for,
less.
The cheap stuff, Nordstrom Rack. I found an
that's fancy cheap stuff.
I found an $800 pair of shoes there for $100.
Oh, for God's sake. Whoever spends $800 for a pair of shoes?
Not me.
Who
I got them
the
for $100.
You wear some Chuck Taylor Converse shoes. You don't need
$800
shoes.
That fashion trend, the fact that you can wear sneakers with a suit is great for guys like me because you don't have to wear dress shoes when you're at ball games anymore. So it's great.
Are you wearing sweatpants to ball games?
No, that's Michael.
Sweatpants, you can hardly even tell you're wearing sweatpants now.
Michael, who will be along shortly because we have a game tonight, has many pairs of sweatpants and he just changes them out.
Sedano told me that he sometimes wears sweatpants when he's doing games for ESPN.
I've seen, but those are fancy sweatpants. Those aren't like the Zubaz pants that Michael wears.
Michael.
George's sweatpants actually look good. I'm pretty sure he had a pair of those on when we did a game together in Dallas. Those you can't even tell those are sweatpants.
No, you like
those
the ones
look,
I'm wearing right now.
Good.
You could never. I could wear these to church. I could wear these to a game. I could wear these anywhere I wanted. You would never know their sweatpants.
So, man, despite the fact Brady's hawking clothing, how you feeling about Sunday? It's a, you know, we're T-minus 5 days now.
So here's the way I'm feeling, John. I am, I studied this game closely, and I've got a big whiteboard in my house with little X's and O's.
What type of, who puts a whiteboard in there?
A magnetic whiteboard.
How does Juan allow this whiteboard?
Little X's, I draw arrows, this is a zone rush.
Disappointed in Juan.
So here's what I know. It's what we were able to do against Arizona, which is run the football and allow Matthew Stafford to get by throwing the ball only 17 times. That will not happen on Sunday.
You know, that's one of the things I'm going to – Sean McVay is going to join us at some point during the show today. And I'm going to ask him about that. I actually think that's perfect. You don't think that'll work? Is that why you don't think that we could go with 20 passes from Stafford?
Correct. I do not think you can run on Tampa Bay. Just looking at him during the course of the year and looking at the success of opposing running backs – I will say Matthew Stafford probably needs to throw the ball 40 times.
Well, he did when the Rams beat Tampa early in the season, right?
Correct. And he was playing perfect football then. What does he do when he does it now? He threw 38 times the last time we played, 343 yards and 4 touchdowns. No interceptions.
Hey, Mace, you know what you need for this game on Sunday?
What?
You need the Brady adjustable 6-panel hat for $45. $45 golf hat.
Are you kidding? I get my hats for free, man. I'm wearing an ESPN LA hat right now.
Is it a 6-panel hat, and is it adjustable?
I don't care how many panels my hat has got.
Well, that's why you pay $45 for it. It's like $9 a panel.
Who actually has the money and the will to spend this much for a hoodie or this much for a ball cap?
Me. I'm ordering the 6-panel hat right now.
I will be shocked if I ever see you wearing a hoodie that says Brady on it.
Oh, you never should have said that. Oh, the one I want is sold out. All right, I'll get the gray one. The black one is sold out.
But isn't the white one ridiculous? I'm launching my new brand. It's a white hoodie that says Brady.
Here's the problem with a white hoodie. Gets too dirty.
Yeah, it does get dirty.
Like, you spill 3 cups of coffee per show on your
Correct,
hoodie.
Correct, I do.
You can't have a white hoodie.
Absolutely not. I do feel good. Obviously, I'm glad. I mean, it's hard for me to root for San Francisco, not Stepdad Leo.
Not this week, ain't.
Why are you rooting for San Francisco? I'm like, because last week I wanted to avoid going to Green Bay, and this week I won a game at home.
I'm actually picking and have bet Mythical Money on both road teams. I'm picking the Rams. I'm picking the Niners.
How much did you bet on the Rams?
10 and 10. 10 grand on each.
Give me 20K on the Rams.
Good.
Plus,
I like it.
Plus the 3.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I think we're going
to
win.
Putting some money down. I think you're going to win, too.
And then, Bergman, what did you do? Bet on Buff? You bet against Patrick Mahomes?
Yes, I did.
That's
Bills
a pea-brain wager.
15K. Absolutely. I believe in Josh Allen.
I believe in Josh Allen.
My best.
Kansas City's going to win that game. Hey, Bergman, do you want to bet me a pair of cotton fleece word mark pants that say Brady on that game for $95?
I don't think I got $95, right. John.
How about some mind, of that let me Tom know. Brady pseudoscience, that made up BS, and that Alex Guerrero just making it up.
I'm looking for the pajamas. They ain't on here.
The magic pajamas?
Well, not on BradyBrand.com. I might have to go somewhere else to get the magic pajamas.
Look at this headline. Tom Brady's pseudoscientific wellness racket is the American dream.
Hey, Mace.
NFL star is selling a dream with this slickly marketed wellness-come-lifestyle brand, TB12, but the dubious science behind his products are bound to leave customers deflated.
Yes, science.
Mace.
Yes.
Obviously, I know you want these, so you just need to pick a color. What color do you want in the zero-weight hybrid pant? So it's a sweatpant. It's a $145 pair of sweatpants.
Oh, wow. You're going to buy it for me.
Tan or black?
I'm going to donate that to charity.
Well,
it's going
to
go to Goodwill.
Buy
Can you buy that for me? I'm taking it to Goodwill. All right. Going to get a break in here. By the way, anything we talk about today. Phones are always open, 877-710-ESPN, whatever you want to, breakdown of the Rams game, Tom Brady, BS, any of that stuff.
I'm not making this up. Zero weight short, $75.
Oh, for God's sake.
Prepare shorts.
By the way, it's physically impossible for something to weigh zero. 877-710-ESPN.
Plus, I thought Sean you were going to say it's physically impossible to charge $75 for a pair of shorts.
Apparently that is possible. Nathan Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, expecting Sean McVay any minute here as we get ready for Tampa Bay on Sunday down in Tampa. You know, a part of me was like, I'm going to this game. Part of me was like,
if the I'm going to be in Florida on Sunday, but if the game would have been on Saturday, I would have met you there.
So,
but the game's on Sunday at noon.
Here's the thing about football. Like, when I go to a Dodger playoff game, generally speaking, there's more than one game, right? So you can lose one, you can win one, you can lose, but you're there, you know, for a few games. In this case, and I found this out by going to the Super Bowl, if you go to the Super Bowl and you lose, it is a really long flight back. You got one shot, and it's a really long flight back. That's why I don't know.
But no guts, no glory. What if you win? Then it's a really fun flight back.
I've never been to Lambeau Field. I hear it's hard to get to.
It's not hard to get to. It's hard to get in. It's going to be a big ticket. It's going to be comparable to what you paid to go to the Super Bowl.
Get out of here.
Yeah, those tickets are tight. Like, you know, you can't get season tickets. They get handed down from generation to generation.
Right.
So it'd be a very but you know people. That might help.
I do know some people. On StubHub, what do Green Bay football tickets go for?
I don't know. Look it up.
Green Bay, Niners, StubHub, let's see.
I'm going to guess $500 to get you in. To go to that game against the Niners this week, it's $500 to get you in, I'm thinking.
John, the get-in price, $175.
That's not bad. You got to sit on the roof?
No, yeah, you probably got to sit on the roof. You're in the parking lot somewhere with a view. But, $175. It's not
that bad.
They just actually sold a new issue of Green Bay Packers stock. I almost thought about buying it just so I could say I own an NFL team. Then I realized it was the Green Bay Packers, and I'm like, no.
A friend of mine's a Packer fan. He bought that for him and his dad.
That's kind of a cool thing to have.
Yeah, you really don't have any rights.
I don't know what to say. What is the point of that? The fans don't have any say. It's not like the fans can all get together and unionize and say, we want that guy gone.
Correct. Matter of fact, you have zero say. Even if you do want that guy gone, no one cares. It's just like being a fan of any other team.
Except you have a share of stock.
Right. But it's...
A piece of the pie.
The only thing you could do, I guess, is sell it.
Hey, well, we're getting ready for McVay here. Tonight, this is a bad Indiana team. Bad Indiana team. Well, Lakers coming off their best win of the year.
And they're also worse than when we played. We played them the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, day before Thanksgiving. And that was a really good game. That was an overtime game where LeBron went off and scored 39 points. But the leading scorer in that game was Malcolm Brogdon. He's not expected to play tonight. Miles Turner was very good in that game. He's not expected to play tonight. It's basically DeMontis, Sabonis, and a bunch of guys. They've lost four in a row. They've lost
9 out of 10.
10 of 11.
10 of 11.
Want to take it one more. And three out of their last 13 have been wins. They're 3-13, their last 16 games.
Yeah, I mean, I've been reading all the articles that are going around, all kinds of articles. There was Dan Wojcicki, and there was Sam Amick, and there was Bill Arm, and all the articles. I always think, you know, if you were to lose a game like this, all bets are off.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to lose.
My God, I hope not. Every time we say, oh, it's a turning point. This is the turning point. Like, remember when Austin Reeves made that shot? This is the turning point. Now after Utah, this is the turning point.
Well, I think they've got two pretty easy games in front of them, tonight and Friday in Orlando.
Yep.
It gets harder after that. After that, it's at Miami, at Brooklyn, at Philadelphia, all in a row. So you got to get these two, because those three after that, you'd be lucky to get two, even if you were playing at the top of your game. So get these two and then see if you can get hot and roll it into Miami.
Now, Ireland, are you part of Lakers Twitter?
I pay attention to Lakers Twitter. I try not to contribute to it.
Greg, you're
although
part
I did
of
today,
Lakers.
Mace, I sent a tweet today you would like.
Okay.
Okay, so if you guys have ever wondered, I encourage everybody to go look at this. Twitter at LA Ireland.
I have to remember to follow you. Yes.
Well, you don't need, just go to it now. Okay. So Mario Ruiz, who used to be our board op way back in the day.
Oh, yeah, great guy.
Mario is responsible for putting together all of the Lakers promos that you hear during the Ram games and during Mason and Ireland.
Yeah, he does a great job.
And he did kind of a cool thing. He basically documented on video from start to finish how he puts together one of those promos.
Cool.
So you'll see him going through the game and picking out the clip that he wants. Then you'll see him writing it. Then you'll see him voicing it. He has a voice studio in his house. Then you'll see how he edits it on a computer, and you can see how it all comes together. So if you've ever wondered how radio is, you know, how the sausage is made, this one Instagram post by Mario that I tweeted out about an hour ago.
No, that's cool.
Matter of fact, Greg, go ahead and later in the show, we can probably play it. It's probably pretty self-explanatory. So let's pull it and play it later in the show.
Do you follow?
Yeah, I'll send it to Tyler, right? Taylor,
do you
right
follow
now?
Mario on the gram?
Oh, I don't follow anybody on Instagram, but
Mario, here's
he
the thing
sent it
about
to me.
Mario
sent it to me today.
He's like one of the coolest people I follow. Like every picture, he looks really cool. Bergman, do you follow him?
I do. Yeah, he's very cool.
He's like barefoot standing in the surf. Yeah. I mean,
I've always thought Mario
a great life.
Could be a musician. Like he's that
he is
talented.
A musician.
No, but yeah, I mean that he could quit doing this for a job and just go on tour. I think he's that good. So, you know, one day that may happen. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at his Instagram. It's like Mario is so friggin' cool. And he's rocking the little, it's not a man bun, but it's like a man.
Don't get any ideas. You can't pull that off.
Man little pony thing.
Yeah, you can't pull off the pony or the bun. Don't even think about it.
I've thought about it.
No.
Wouldn't be as ridiculous as one eyebrow.
Stop thinking about it.
No, let's make this happen, John. Stop taking him away from it.
Oh, that's a good point. It would be good content.
Yes, let's have the man bun mace happen.
Pony mace. Go for the pony.
Man bun mace. Pony mace.
Pony mace.
From one brow man to man bun mace.
If you do it now, you'll still have half an eyebrow when the ponytail grows in.
By the way, the eyebrow is about halfway grown in.
Already?
It was not nearly as bad as I thought it would be. Not even close to his
back. Okay.
People were scaring me. They're like, it might not grow back. It's like, no, it's already
half
grown back.
Can I make an observation?
Back. Yeah.
I have another friend who likes you, who he does like you, but who, like you, imbibes every day, participates in a daily ritual of Puriesca.
Yes.
And he is convinced that that's the reason he's never gotten COVID, and you've never gotten COVID.
Right.
So I played golf with my friend yesterday. So,
and there's scientific research to back
no,
us up.
No, I now think it's something too, because you two are the two biggest pot guys I know, and neither one of you has got COVID. Now, almost everybody else I know, like Bergman's got it, I've got it, Michael had it, Trudell had it, Billy Mack had it. You, nothing.
To that point.
My friend Danny, nothing.
I
now believe that the fact that you guys smoke weed actually helped you in the fight against COVID. Am I crazy?
Well, you are a little bit crazy, because here is something I'm ashamed to admit to all of my fellow Puriesca users. I've only used Puriesca once in 2022.
Wait, you said you did it at the night of the Ram game.
That's the once.
No, you said you did it last week when we were leading up to the Ram game.
Once in 2022. I'm sort of off of it, only because I cannot control my eating after weed. I cannot control it. And I'm down 7 pounds in January because I'm not using cannabis. So I'm, until I get to my weight of 190, which is my goal, I'm going to lay way off the cannabis. So the only time I've done it in 2022 was the night after the Rams win. I lit up a celebratory joint. And no, I don't roll my own. They're pre-rolls.
Now, but if you win again this week, it sounds like it's a tradition you need to
keep going. Number two. That'll be number two. Yeah, no, I've laid way off it. I've laid way off it. Can you tell from the show? A lot of people think that that's one of the reasons why I'm loose on the show is because
okay.
of that.
Wait a minute. This is fantastic.
Oh, Freddie.
Yeah. Freddie Prinze has responded to your tweet of, look at what Tom Brady is wearing in the launch of his new clothing line. Really? White hoodie, his name in block letters, and Freddie Prinze Jr.'s response is, I've literally seen you wear a Mason and Ireland shirt with your face on it. He's right.
So here's
Freddie
the difference.
Freddie is right.
Here's the difference.
Freddie and his 160,000 followers are right.
We don't sell them for $100 and we give them away for free. That's the difference.
Yeah, that is true.
We just hand out those shirts. Do we got any of them shirts, Bergman? Do we still got some?
Yeah, of course we do. We always have Mason Ireland shirts and Vote for Jorge shirts.
Oh, and Vote for Jorge shirts. How do we feel about Jorge now in the Mandy Awards? Are we backing off because he wore that Niners hoodie right after the Rams lost to the Niners?
I reserve the right to see if the Niners play the Rams again next week.
Vote for Jorge.
I don't know.
See,
I
listen
don't know,
to Maite.
Maite.
I don't know, Maite. He's right. He's a Niner fan.
Lost a little faith in Pops there. Lost a little faith in Pops.
Yeah, you say it when he's not here. What are you going to say tomorrow when he's back?
Lost a little faith in Pops. I'm going to say exactly the same thing. He was rubbing salt in the wound. He's like Not Stepdad Leo. Like I immediately get a text from Not Stepdad Leo. What's wrong with your Rams? Go Niners. It's like, screw you, Leo. He's a Niners fan. He's lived in L.A. for, I don't know, 85 years, something like that. And he's still a Niners fan. It's like, read the room. Read the room, man. All right, coming up for you at some point, Sean McVay is going to join us. We fully anticipate that. Also, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. I've put all the questions on the board today, all on the wheel. So we got that coming up for you, too. At 2 o'clock, very, very interesting. Emily, who is the producer of the Travis and Sliwa show, was invited on a coffee date by two different guys. In Ireland, we are going to tell her which one she should go on.
Excellent. We're perfect for that.
We are the right guys for that. Maybe even MT will be here. He's an excellent judge of character. Yeah. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so we got McVay coming up here. He's in meetings, and we'll get him whenever.
I just got a note.
Uh-oh.
I just got a note.
Yeah,
I just
update.
Got a note.
Breaking news.
Coach is jammed up today. We won't be able to do radio today. I will stay on hold about tomorrow.
Damn.
So, nope, he won't.
I just really wanted to pump him up for Sunday.
Man, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. That's
I wasn't going to ask a single hard question. I was just going to pump him up for Sunday.
No, Mike, you're giving you a hard time.
Can you ask him to paint his face for the game?
By the way, what are the hard – there are really no hard questions asked this week.
I was going to say.
They just throttled
like,
Arizona.
Try and even come up with one. And they've beaten Tampa Bay two times in a row.
Exactly. What's the tough question there? All right, why don't we spin the wheel? I actually put some stories on the wheel. MT is here.
I would have had a hard question for him.
What would your question be,
do
Mike?
Do you fear Tom Brady going into this game? And I don't want to hear no coach speak.
He would say no.
Oh, okay. That's
they
good.
Beat him two times in a row.
Interesting. Okay. I like to hear him say that. Put it on record. How about
Michael,
that?
Do you want the big Brady letters on your Brady sweatpants that I might buy you for Christmas small Brady letters?
Yeah, he's my second favorite football player, so I'd love it.
Second favorite. Is Lamar Jackson number one?
Of course.
Yeah.
Great football player, annoying dude.
Why?
That's what I say.
Why do you say that?
Because he just released his clothing line.
So?
And it's a white hoodie with black.
You know what it sounds like?
Brady.
You're not annoyed. You're jealous.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not jealous.
You're jealous. He's got everything. Now, obviously, you're not into the Giselle side, but he's got the beautiful
not
wife.
Not into the Giselle side.
Yeah,
right.
He's got the great, gorgeous kids and nice family, great parents like you had.
No,
he's got
it's all this
riches.
Pseudoscience BS.
What's wrong with that?
Because it's made-up science.
What?
It's totally made-up science. He says his hoodie is regenerative, which means you'll be reborn if you wear it. He has a weightless, what is it? Weightless, what were the weightless shorts?
Yes.
And nothing, there's no way they weigh nothing, Michael.
Well,
they have to weigh something.
Well, so
zero weight shorts, Michael.
Zero weight shorts. They do weigh something. Put them on a tiny scale, they'll weigh something.
You know what he means. He means like if you put on a pair of track shoes, they're so light, you feel like you're not wearing anything. You know, that's what he meant. Come on.
Blah, blah, blah. Who is your first favorite player?
Oh, Lamar Jackson.
Oh, Lamar Jackson, yeah. He doesn't get to play this year.
No, that's stiff.
What do you think of the Rams on Monday night?
Oh, they got a chance. They got a didn't I say that? I said the Cardinals wouldn't even show up for that game, and they didn't. Come on. That was ridiculous.
It got so bad, Mace. Michael, and this is the first time in the history of Michael and I working together, refused to let me watch
what?
The Ram game.
I mean, come on.
He has control of the TV. Yeah. I said, put the Ram game on. He got it. Ireland, it's 28 to nothing. I can't stand it.
When they got the 21 to nothing, that game was in the fridge, Mace.
What did you put on? Like a Modern Family rerun
We have multiple monitors, so he just put it another. We have the game is on most of the monitors, either the game or the stats, so he just put one of the Lakers.
Yeah, put the Lakers game on. I mean, that game was not competitive in the least.
No, because we killed him.
They should have sent Santa Margarita High School to play the Rams that night.
On Sunday, Mike, you and I are going to watch the Ram game starts at noon in L.A., and the Laker game starts at 3, and we're going to be in Miami.
Yeah.
So we're watching that Ram game till it ends on Sunday.
So what time we tip off?
We tip off right at the end of it.
Although when we're blowing them out, you may want to turn the game off again.
Yeah, if it's a blowout, sure. I mean, I don't like to watch blowouts of football.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But let's do Wheel of Questions. It's brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car just sitting around not doing anything, you can bring it to Puente Hills Toyota for a cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Give her a spin, Taylor. Oh, there's actually a news story attached to this. So, a simple
ripped
eye
from
test.
Today's headlines?
Ripped from today's headlines, yes. A simple eye test, according to scientists in Melbourne, Australia. Doctors can look into the retina of your eye and tell you how much longer you're going to live. They tested between 40 and 69 they tested all people between 40 and 69 for an average of 11 years, and they think they've got this down. They can look into your retina, look into your eye, and tell you how much longer you have to live.
Okay.
If that's the case, do you want your retina examined by these scientists in Melbourne, Australia?
Of course.
You want to know how long you live?
Of course, because if I'm going to die like next year, I'm gonna live it up.
No, you're not. You're going to be depressed.
No. I'm gonna write a bucket list and spend more money than I would otherwise.
And you'd be thinking every day, I've got 6 months left. I've got 5 months left.
But you would know, Michael. Wouldn't you want to know?
Two days left.
No, you don't want to know. You want to live. You don't want to live stupidly and recklessly. But
I do.
You do.
If I have a year left, I do.
I don't know how you wouldn't be depressed knowing you only got one more year.
Ireland, life is a mystery. It's a jerk. Don't you want to be surprised by fate?
Mason, you want to put a chip in your head.
Correct.
So, I mean, how you're never going to be surprised
me to have
by
the
anything.
Internet in my head.
And driving driverless cars.
Driverless cars, driverless
so this
planes.
Is just an extension of that. Now, here's...
Robot play-by-play announcers.
Can I expand... Hey, Michael.
No, that's Mason, the worst one, Mason.
No, Mason had an idea once that he says that we've done enough games now. You know, we've got, you know, years and years of games.
Yep.
That they could create... In essence, an MT robot and an Ireland robot, and we could do games in perpetuity forever.
You mean just like mix up the words? All
no,
the words
like you've
used?
Already said everything right. that will ever need to be said.
All the
games.
Possible words.
So a computer programmer could create our images and make us the Laker announcers for 100 years. What
don't,
do you think?
Don't give Tim Harris any ideas. He's our boss. He might be thinking right now, that's not a bad
By
idea.
By the way, you know, the Pepe Mantilla robot would still stand up and wave.
That's right.
Crowd.
Yeah.
El Dictator.
The dictator.
Yeah, so, Michael, you would not want to know.
No. I just want to, you know, try to live and appreciate each day and try to stay as healthy as you possibly can. But I don't want to be thinking, let's say, July the 17th, 2037. That's it. You know what nobody wants to hear.
Yeah,
that.
like a prisoner writing chalk marks on the wall.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, but Michael, if you and I were going to kick the bucket in like a year, we could tell Lisa and Julie, hey, don't poo-poo some guy you might meet. We're checking out in 6 months.
Oh, you would not do that. You're just saying
I want her to have all the information
there
she needs.
There is no way you would say to Lisa, go have fun, I'm dead in a year.
Well, I'd say go have fun after I die. I want her to be with me until I kick it. But, you know.
Trust me, she will go have fun
there's
after
There's no way, Ireland.
She always, might be doing it now.
You're always chipper. You're always nice to people. You're always in a good mood when we see you. But if
I would not be depressed,
but
Michael.
But if you knew February the 17th, 2023 was your last day on Earth, you're going to be depressed.
I would not be. I swear to you, I wouldn't.
Here's why. February 16th would be terrifying. It would be like getting ready for the electric chair. On February the 16th, you would be like, oh, crap.
No, guys, I disagree. And, Michael, I know you feel the same way. We've lived incredibly blessed lives.
Yes.
You're into your 60s. I'm approaching that that mark. If we go tomorrow, like Jimmy Buffett says, if it suddenly ended tomorrow, I could somehow adjust to the fall. Good times and riches and sons of a bitches, I've seen more than I can recall.
That's true.
Spoken like a true parody.
But I still would be depressed. I want to see my grandson reach his 20s.
Well, but you can enjoy him more while he's here. Like if you get an invitation to go to, Mandy Awards or spend the night with your grandson, you'll spend the night with the grandson.
Well, I was going to do that anyway.
You cannot skip the Mandy Awards. Not allowed.
No, that's canceled forever now.
No, it's not. It's postponed, and it is coming up at some point this spring. We don't have a date yet, but it's
George Shinano has weighed in. I believe Ireland. He's way less emotional and far more practical than you two divas.
What, Shinano want to know when he's going to die?
I think so. Yeah,
Shinano wants to know the date of his death.
Well, I don't know. George, weigh in, but I would think George would because then he could get his house in order. I've met his wife. She's he's got two kids. He could get
Here's
his
some advice.
His
Have
affairs
your house
in
order.
Order.
Now. Yeah. My house if I die tomorrow, my house is completely in order.
That's right. Geez,
mine's not. Michael,
I got my
is
will,
yours?
I got my trust, I got all that stuff already set up. It's pre-planned. If I walk out into the street tonight and get hit by a bus, everything's fine.
Let me tell you something. If Michael and I go today, Julie and Lisa are going to put our stuff out on the curb and give it away for free.
Well,
and it's worth a lot of money.
That's true.
Yeah. Bergman, what about you? Do you want to know the date of your death?
See, I was with you and Michael for the most part, and I didn't want to, but now Ireland's making really good sense.
Hey, Greg, in your case, you've got to set up stuff for Riley that you might not have set up already.
Why aren't you doing that now, Greg?
Yes, set it up now.
Because Greg doesn't have any money right now. But he would go.
Greg is an assistant program director at a major market radio station.
Yeah, that means a lot. I mean,
he's
nothing.
Loaded.
But I can do all those things. Now I can actually, I would spend way more time with her. I would make sure I had her more often.
You would go, Greg, you know, you were talking about a couple of months ago, you were talking about, you know, should I go to these places I've always wanted to go to by myself? You would do that in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I would take
kind of
every
sad,
single
though.
Vacation.
You know you're
going to
die in a year and you're still by yourself.
Hey, oh, no. I'm going.
Wouldn't be
I'm going
the,
all
the
places.
Hey, Michael, he wouldn't be by himself by the end of the trip.
That's right.
Yeah, but no girls want to hook up with you so you know you're going to die.
Well, sure they do. He's a sugar daddy at that point.
You're right. I just take
Greg
every cent that I have.
Greg is a sugar daddy. That's awesome.
If we took a
take
poll.
Take out my 401k. It's all mine now.
If this was like Shinano always used to take a poll. If he took a poll, I bet you Ireland and Greg would be like in the 5% the rest was 95%.
I'm going to put up
Mace,
the poll right
practical,
now.
Practical question about your question.
Yes.
Would it not, or maybe it will, because you say this is a real thing
it
in
is
Australia.
An actual scientific study.
If
yeah.
this turns out to be a thing, like the medical community trusts it and says, if you look into your retina, you can get your lifespan within 2 or 3 years. Doesn't that basically end the life insurance business? Because if you're going to die, wouldn't you take out a massive policy?
Yeah, you would.
I think it puts an end to it. It's like driverless cars are going to put a big dent in the auto insurance business because they're going to be much safer.
And Ireland, you're being kind of selfish. Would you keep it to yourself that you know, or would you share it with your relatives you're going to die on a certain day?
Certain people. My
But wouldn't you make them depressed
trust.
And sad?
Well, then maybe I would just keep it to myself.
Yeah.
Well, then they would enjoy their time with you more. They'd want to spend more time with
That's
you.
True.
You guys would have fun.
Yeah, but
what about Taylor?
Taylor, what about you?
You want to know Taylor?
Taylor's tall. He's tall. I get it. He always brags.
And handsome.
Tall.
Ignorance is bliss for me. I do not want to know.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you prove that every day.
Appreciate that.
He can't be ignorant. He knows which buttons to push. I don't know which buttons to push.
It's true.
There.
It's very true.
Barely.
Very true.
Michael, right, when your boys were born, did you and Julie find out what the sex was before they arrived?
Oh, yeah. I want to know. Definitely.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, that's you know why? Difference. The difference is they're coming into life, not leaving it.
Right.
Good point, Michael.
There you go.
But
well
you were preparing for a boy.
Right.
And so in this case, you'd be preparing to die.
Well, we all. But listen, you always prepare to die by getting your soul right with God. That's what we believe.
Yes.
Right? And of course, you take care of what God has made you in, responsible for, your money, your health. That's how you prepare yourself, Ireland.
I'm going to prepare myself just by the asking of this question. I'm going to be more conscious. I'm going to call my insurance agent after the show. Mm-hmm. Up my policy. I may be going
so
soon.
If that service comes, if the Lakers could provide you that service before the game tonight, you would go down there and check your retina to find out when you're going to die.
Yeah, but would they be good about keeping it private? Because
yeah.
Because here's the thing. Would it make you...
They'd send out a press release. Yeah.
No.
They'd send out a job application.
Mace, would it make us as radio personalities more employable or less employable? Probably less, right?
Less employable.
Yeah, they don't want to build a whole show around two guys that are about to kick it.
Well, you might have
put up a help wanted sign, is what they do.
Well, you might have 20 years left, or you might have a year left. You don't know. You don't know.
Yeah. That's true.
All right, this is an interesting time. I did put up a poll, yeah. Michael, as you suggested. 877-710-ESPN. If you could know the date of your death, would you want to know? Michael and I say absolutely not. Ireland's like,
sign
yep,
me up.
I'm counting down the days.
Sign me up. I want to know what. Michael, I got to go get on at Augusta if I'm going to kick it in a year.
That's so morbid to think about that.
Yeah,
Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You can't start planning the replacement show. You're going to put BB and Bobo on, and they're not going to do anything.
You like to say, I'm management. I can start planning it.
Yeah, you can. You can start planning. You've got your finger on the button.
Who says right, I haven't been planning it already?
Hey, Tall Taylor, are James
Tall
and
Taylor.
Dave still there? We got Dave. Dave in Thousand Oaks. Dave, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Hey, Dave.
Good. Yeah, so I actually was on the Travis Siwa show. I was actually one of the two guys that offered the coffee date to Emily.
Oh, nice.
All right, so wait. What? Yeah. We're having Emily on in about 20 minutes. So, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of it. So my first question to you, Dave, is I'll use in Mason's favorite term, how much you pulling down these days?
That's a good question. It's what every lady wants to know.
What's your annual income?
It's six figures. Right now, whatever, it doesn't matter. About 140.
Ooh, well, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Ooh, man,
you're rich.
Yeah.
All right, you make the first cut.
I work for the Los Angeles Rams, actually in Thousand Oaks, the city of Thousand Oaks. So, you know, somewhat the
some cachet
world,
there too.
Take a break from sports.
I like it. Yeah. Some cachet. Working for the Rams, bringing down 140K.
But there is one con though. Her age bracket, she doesn't want to date anyone younger, which is fine, but she knows she's from 25 to 32. I'm 35.
I think you can get around that.
That's not that bad.
You missed it by just a little.
I mean, just be natural and be yourself, put the F you in fun and then let life take its turn.
There you go.
How tall are you, Dave?
Creepy 5'11", so 5'10".
What's your weight? Are you in shape?
I am in shape. Actually, I just recently went through a drastic change in dieting, and I dropped 50 pounds and got back in my playing days in the late 90s and early 2000s.
There you go.
Nice. Okay. All right, Dave, you're checking all the boxes. You definitely have a chance. What is your...
you're saying we have a chance.
Yeah, you have a chance. All right, good.
Thanks, right. Dave.
Be listening at 2:00.
Oh, yeah. Man, he could afford a bottle of Camus when he takes that.
Or Diamond and Key.
Yeah, Diamond and Key. That's right, if you can find it.
Yeah, that's true. I can't even find it.
Let's go to Mike in La Puente. Mike, you're on 710. What are you doing, man? Hello, Mike.
Mike, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, there he is.
What's up? Hey, Mike. Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. MT, you're the man.
Thank you, Mike.
Master plan. Hey, the best. I would do it. I would do it, and,
you would want to know your fate.
Yeah, I would. I would certainly want to know my faith. That way, I could start putting plans in place and just continue to live my life. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all going to go, right?
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's true.
Mason, that's true. I completely agree with you. Mason, I'm actually surprised that you wouldn't want to know because unlike Michael and I have already been to all the places we want to go in the world. There's no place that we want to go that we haven't already been to. You're a world traveler. There's a bunch of places that you want to still see before you die.
Yes.
And if you knew that you only had a year, you would move those places up,
Can
right?
Can I just ask you, why do you think I use so many days off? Uh-huh. I get to go and see these places.
Right, but there's got to be, what's number one on your list of places you haven't been to yet?
Vietnam and Cambodia.
Okay, so, you're in no hurry to get there, I assume. You don't have plans to go there soon, right?
No. Next up is Greece. Next up is Greece.
Okay, so you might change that if you knew you were going to die. I mean, if you knew that your time was up in a year, you would switch Greece out.
I just couldn't live with knowing when.
Yeah. Why not?
I couldn't live with knowing when.
You're going to go at some point.
Because that's all you think about.
No, I wouldn't. I've had a great run. I would think, okay, what can I do before I go?
Yeah, no, but you get to that last week. Are you telling me you're not nervous?
Yeah.
That's like going to the electric chair.
Right. No, Michael, that's when you go for it in two on a par five, when it doesn't matter.
No, your human element would kick in. If you knew you had a month left, you'd be depressed, Ireland.
I don't think I would be. I don't
By
get
the
depressed.
Way, right now, the poll, 69% of people say no, they do not want to know the date of their death, 31% with Ireland.
I don't think I'm going to win. I know I'm in the minority, but we'll see.
So Michael.
Yep.
We've come through a week where the Lakers on Saturday lost by 37, then quality win, great win, best win of the year Monday against Utah, and now Indiana. We've talked a lot about the state of Frank Vogel and the state of how things are going and all that stuff. Where are you on all this?
Well, I'm patient with them. I'm giving them time now. They gave us an indication of what they can do against a serious contender in Utah the other night without Anthony Davis. So Stanley Johnson turned into Magic Johnson in that fourth quarter. And so if they can keep this up, and that the passion that they played with Mace that we saw against Utah, and then Anthony comes back on this road trip, they'll be all right. They're not going to get to the top three, but they'll be a formidable opponent for anyone in the playoffs if they continue to play that passion we saw against Utah and with Anthony Davis back.
And I keep hearing Mace people saying, well, you know, geez, this isn't fair to have this guillotine hanging over everybody's head. There's nothing here that they can't win their way out of.
Right, sure.
You know, if they play like they did the other night and go on a little bit of a run here, I think all this talk dies down, don't you, Michael?
If they go
and have a winning road trip,
yep.
I mean, everybody's predicting doom and gloom on this
what
Grammy
about if
trip.
This is a 1-5 road trip?
Well, yeah. Then that's a different story. Yeah. But what if it's 5-1
or 4-2?
I mean, obviously. Hey, here's the thing. I mean, I guess you're right. I mean, if things turn around and all of a sudden they start looking like a solid basketball team, I think people say, yeah, no, things are going in the right direction.
So
but if
I,
they keep drifting in that Denver kind of way,
yeah.
I mean, I think
yeah, that's fair.
Be made.
But I'll remind you guys about this. Last year in the playoffs, Mike Budenholzer, the coach in Milwaukee, everybody was saying, this guy's out. He's had plenty of chances. He's had the best record in the league.
He would have been out if it was – KD's toe would have been out.
No, but think about that. If KD's toe was 3 inches behind where it was
– half an inch.
Okay. Then they lose. They don't make it to the finals.
Yep.
Budenholzer probably gets fired.
Yep.
Instead – they do make it to the finals. Giannis goes, Mason, a phrase we've been throwing around lately, effing beast mode in the finals, and Budenholzer gets a contract extension.
That's right.
So they can win. Frank can win his way out of this dilemma. They need to play like they did the other night against Utah.
There's no excuse. And Mason, you're right. If they don't play like that every game, then there's no excuse for them not to play like that sign of energy, intensity, and passion we saw the other night. No excuse.
Yeah, I don't mind if somebody else has more talent.
Right.
I don't mind if we play hard and we lose to a better team.
That happens.
I'm okay with that. But what I saw in that Denver game was just embarrassing. And Magic called it out, and LeBron apologized for it. Obviously, that was a terrible, terrible performance. And had that been repeated Monday night against Utah, I think Frank would have been out.
You know, well, I said on Monday, Michael, that to me, and I'm curious if you felt the same way, and that Mace, that's a long trip into Denver. It's, you know, the airport's an hour from anywhere, and it just takes you a while to get there. That, Michael, to me, felt like rock bottom. Felt like as bad as things have been all year. And sometimes when you hit rock bottom is when you'll wake up. And maybe Monday night against Utah was them waking up. I hope so.
Mace, let me ask you. I don't know if you saw it live, but I'm sure you saw the highlight. As a fan, Mace, as you're watching the game, don't you love it, you and fans, when a guy like Russell Westbrook dunks on a guy like Rudy Gobert and then turns around and starts talking trash? Isn't that fun to watch?
I think that's fun to watch. I mean, I know he got the
teed
up.
Don't you hate it when the referees take that emotion out of the game?
You know, I think they're all afraid of taunting, right? They're all afraid that it's going to start something.
Nobody's,
I mean, I thought it was.
Hey, Mace, if it starts something, then call it technical,
right?
But I'm with Michael. You want to encourage the wrestling element, the fun element.
Yeah.
I've said it a million times, and Michael's the same way. If Michael and I were officials, you would need to do something really egregious for us to tee you up. You'd have to put your hands on us. You'd have to MF us 6 or 7 times, or we'd warn you, hey, that's enough, and you keep going. But they're so quick with the technical. Russ, they called a technical on Russ, Michael, before we even got done calling
that play.
Well,
we don't know what he said.
Well, no, he just turned around and Gobert and yelled at him.
Exactly.
Right. But what did he yell?
So what if he dropped a few expletives? So what?
Yeah, what did he yell? There have to be guardrails.
Okay, Mace, what if he yelled, get the bleep. F out of my way.
Yeah, right. What's wrong with that?
What if he yelled, you're an effing loser?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Take that, you effing Frenchie.
Right.
Yeah,
He wouldn't say Frenchie, exactly. But you know he probably Frenchie. Said something
yeah,
colorful.
Is Frenchie offensive?
No, I don't think so. But you know, you want to go after a guy's nationality.
Take that, you effing frog. That would be the thing.
You Conehead since they're from France?
Yeah.
During the game the other night, one of Gobert's in the game, and Michael says, "Hey, Ireland, I wonder if he knows the Coneheads."
And Ireland goes,
like, where did you get that?
Oh, right. The Coneheads are supposed to be from France.
We're from France.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe he knows them. Ireland says, well, they're too old. I said, maybe they had kids.
Did have kids.
Yeah.
The Coneheads had kids.
All right. Coming up next for you, we mentioned this, and we actually heard from one of the guys. Emily, who's the producer of Travis and Sliwa, got hit up for a coffee date by two different guys today. And we're going to listen to the calls. We already got a feel for, I think it's Mike. We already got a feel
for
Mike.
No, it was Dave.
No, Dave. We got a feel for Dave. And we'll get a feel for the other guy coming up. And Emily is going to join us. We're going to help her decide. Michael, you're an excellent judge of character.
Yes.
And we will do that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.